Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the People's Democratic Republic of New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you happen to be driving around New Hampshire looking for a nice farm stand to buy some pumpkins, maybe some corn stalks, and possibly a place to vote, well, then Owens Truck Farm might be for you. Located in Ashland, New Hampshire, just off of I-93 and a little west of the beautiful Lake Winnipesaukee, there's the Owens Truck Farm. And what the owners of this truck farm have done, this farm stand have done, is they turned a outhouse into a voting booth. So you can cast your ballot and you can throw it right down the hole. Right down the hole. They plan on counting the ballots next month, but people are saying it doesn't really matter because when you vote, it's going in the toilet. Anyway, all right, let's get to today's headlines. First, as Hurricane Matthew continues to scrape the Florida coastline, the death toll in Haiti has climbed to astronomical proportions. We'll bring you the latest on the storm and its impacts so far on the U.S. mainland. And Democrats are seizing this opportunity to blame Republicans for creating hurricanes by not embracing the idea of climate change. But once again, Democrat math is a little off. We have some real numbers you'll want to throw in your liberal friends' faces the next time they bring up this climate change stuff. Also, debate number two is set for Sunday. In preparation, Donald Trump is out on the trail hosting town hall meetings while sleepy Hillary is once again holed up in Chappaqua. All that plus, we have the new unemployment numbers just out. We'll talk about those. We'll talk about a leaked ICE video that's getting a lot of attention right now. And which popular restaurant chain do you think local authorities rely on to give them status reports after a disaster like Hurricane Matthew strikes? We'll tell you. We have all that plus your daily dose of common sense that you can only get over the weekend on the Rhino Report. Let's kick the weekend show off first, the way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I stood for that. I stood for the Pledge of Allegiance, as you should too. If you want to say the Pledge of Allegiance on this show, send me your recording. MP3, MP4, wave format, email it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll get you on air. We'll give you a shout-out over the weekend. Check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. New articles about a government scam job. You want to read that? Also, sign up for the newsletter. You can do that right there. We have two brand-new Rhino Rant videos up there that you have to watch. We'll talk about them here, but you have to watch them. Also, if you want to write for the show, send me your article. Email me your article, rhino at rwbnetwork.com. Follow me on Twitter, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air, at Rhino on air. Or follow us, like us, poke us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. Hang in there, guys. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs, right? Shout-outs this time. Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, every Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. We're live there. We're also live on streamingtalkradio.com at 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday to Friday. You can catch the replay at midnight. Midnight Eastern, klrnradio.com. And a couple of stations pick up our weekend show. And one of those is 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida, and the other one is 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia. So not only thank you for listening if you're in those locations, but also our thoughts and prayers are with you. You guys are right there in the heart of this whole storm going on. Hopefully by the end of the weekend it's out, and it's out over the open waters, hopefully. Also, if you are stuck inside, you can check out the podcast, The Rhino Report, on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. All over. So, Matthew, Hurricane Matthew, right now, as of the latest update, 115 mile per hour winds, which is pretty good, still a major hurricane. Luckily, South Florida missed the brunt of this storm. Now, South Florida, for us here in New York, we call that New York South. Especially the east coast of Florida. Everything from North Miami up until, I mean, even like Brevard County, up into that area. Everyone, almost everyone who's there is a transplant from New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, something like that. I mean, I have family down there right near West Palm Beach, so I was thinking about them the last few days, and thankfully they're okay. The storm did get a little bit closer once it got up to like the Space Coast and your Cape Canaveral, that whole area. And then it gets inching just closer and closer as the day has gone on towards Jacksonville, Daytona Beach. I mean, really, luckily these strong winds are in the northeastern quadrant of the hurricane, as they generally are for hurricanes in the western hemisphere. And so the northwestern part of the hurricane is not quite as strong, and hopefully it does not make a full landfall, which would kind of disappoint a few people, because everyone says we have this big drought, right? This big hurricane drought, and this thing has affected so many people. At least you want it to be considered a landfall, right? I mean, I guess there's a certain duality to it, but South Florida, for the most part, spared some damage, which you're going to have with tropical storm force winds, but really northern, northeastern Florida, into that neck, that Georgia, South Carolina, northern Florida neck, which doesn't see a lot of hurricane action, but has a tremendous amount of low-lying areas, which a 7 to 11-foot storm surge is really going to be an issue. So if you're in that Georgia area, the hurricane not quite there yet. As of Friday, get out. I can tell you from experience, low-lying areas, we don't do good in hurricanes. I'm referring, of course, to Hurricane Sandy here on Long Island, just devastating with the floods. It was more the water than it was the wind. In fact, 90% of all deaths during a hurricane are because of water, not wind. So always keep that in mind. If you're in that neck area, you can still get out. You still got time to get out. Governor Rick Scott, doing pretty good, right? Down there in Florida, he's getting out in front of this thing. He's not a great public speaker. He mispronounces words. He stutters. He stammers. He slurs. Whatever. He got out in front of this. He got people off the coastline. He evacuated people and said, listen, if you don't leave, we cannot send first responders in there to get you, because it's their life on the line as well. And there'll come a point when it's just not safe to send them out. So as of right now, and this could always change, but as of right now, zero deaths from Hurricane Matthew from Central Florida on south. All right, so that number may change. We hope not. But hopefully Governor Scott there really warned people. I mean, he's been on TV, what, every 15 minutes? He's been doing a great job. Great job down there in Florida. Haiti, completely different story. Over 800 dead so far, and that's not counting probably 80 or 90 in the mountains that are being hauled out of the mountains of western Haiti as we speak. Listen, devastating, not quite the impact that that earthquake had in 2010 with the initial amount of deaths, but what you worry about here is that cholera, because that's what killed almost 10,000 people in Haiti in 2010, and it sickened like 800,000 people. So that's a big, big issue over there. They do not have the same sort of wastewater treatment that we have here, that we enjoy fresh water and we can dispose of water properly. They just don't have that. So we're going to pray for them, and hopefully they get to put their lives back together. You know, one of the big problems they have there is when they have a disaster like this, there's a lot of looting and thievery going on. People are trying to put their lives back together. Meanwhile, the thieves are out in full force trying to get whatever they can. Everything. They will steal anything. And this is a big problem why people did not want to leave their homes in Haiti, and why it's a problem kind of here in this country too, is there's so much in the way of looting after these things go on. First, you have price gouging, right? Before a storm comes, you get price gouging. And then after the storm levels a place, then you get looting. Well, people stay, and it's deadly for them to stay at home, but they think they have to protect their valuables, and I totally get it. I understand 100%. I would probably do the same thing. That's mine. I worked for it. You're not going to steal it from me. But they're having a big problem with the thieves down there already. I mean, they're just, what, 2 days out from this hurricane ravaging that country, and already a big problem. So hopefully they can put their lives back together. I'm sure you'll see all the celebrities will come together, and they'll have this, you know, let's rebuild Haiti concert, and people will donate millions and millions of dollars, and the celebrities will be all over this, the performers, the bands, the solo artists, whomever, they'll all be all over this. They'll raise millions of dollars for Haiti, and they won't pay a lick of attention to Florida, Georgia, or South Carolina. I can see this coming a mile away, mile away. But you know who does care? I'll tell you who does care. Waffle House cares. Waffle House, they don't close. I mean, unless there's a mandatory evacuation where the cops drag you by your earlobes out of the restaurant, they stay open. In fact, they have what's called the Waffle House Index, where local authorities and FEMA even will call local Waffle Houses to assess the damage in that area. This is how dependable Waffle House is. Now, I've been to a few. I'm in New York, so we don't have Waffle House here. It's really unfortunate. We got our first Denny's, like, last year. But no Waffle House here. But they're so dependable where they are. They have, like, 2,100 locations that they have this Waffle House Index. There's green, which means the restaurant is open and serving a full menu. There's yellow, which indicates the menu has been scaled back a little bit. And they may have water, but no electricity. And then there's red. Red means the Waffle House is completely shut down. And that probably only happens in case of like a nuclear disaster. That's probably the only reason when it completely shuts down. But they'll call Waffle House and they'll see, you know, what the area looks like. They're the eyes and ears on the ground. And that's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, I think, anyway, that these restaurants are so entrenched in their communities that local authorities look to them. I think it's pretty neat. Pretty neat. So hopefully, wherever you are, the Waffle House is open. That's good news if they're open. And they are restocking all of their stores as we speak, sending trucks in to feed people after the disaster. If you're looking for a hot meal, go to the Waffle House, or at least maybe some fresh water and some air conditioning, because air conditioning in October in Florida and southern eastern Georgia is definitely something you are going to want. Me personally, I use it all year long. All year long. All right, guys. When we come back, we'll talk about this climate change stuff and how Republicans cause these hurricanes. It's all their fault. Well, so Hillary Clinton thinks, anyway. Plus, what did the UN do while we were all paying attention to Mike Pence? And Tim Kaine, we'll talk about that too, plus a couple of new videos. Hang in there.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about Hurricane Matthew. We're talking about all this fallout. We're talking about Waffle House. I never thought I'd talk about Waffle House on this show before, but hey, they're there. They're prepared. They're going to feed you if you need food in these affected areas. So they are sensitive to the needs of the people in these areas, and that's a good thing. Very good for them. You know, the only problem I kind of have with some of these national chains is that when you get waffles or pancakes or something like that, French toast, you never get real syrup. See, I grew up on real Adirondack or Vermont Green Mountain syrup, not this sugary garbage that all these places have where you tear open the top of the little plastic thing. No, that's just sugar. That's not real syrup. If you want real maple syrup, email me and I'll send you a link to the absolute best sugar house. Best sugar house. All right. So in an act that is not surprising to me at all, the Hillary campaign was supposed to purchase $63,000 in ad space on the Weather Channel from Thursday and then 5 days thereafter. Of course, during the coverage of Hurricane Matthew as it slides up the Florida coast and into Georgia and South Carolina. They were going to put ads, political, presidential ads, I'm sure blasting Donald Trump or that stupid ad they have where the girl's looking in the mirror and stuff with video of Donald Trump from 35 years ago. Yeah, that's I see that one all the time. I see it all the time. It's a terrible ad. They wanted to pay for this ad space, and they started getting some flack. Eric Trump said, hey, listen, this is what they're doing. They don't care about people. All they care about is votes. I mean, you know, once again, furthering this notion that the Clintons just don't care about people. They only care about votes. And just because they pulled the ad back and they're not going to run it right now. They're going to run it on Weather Channel during the recovery, quote unquote. But just because they pulled it back doesn't mean they now care about people. It just means they didn't like the optics of it. See, here's somebody who actually may have cared about optics, unlike King Obama, who doesn't even care about optics. He probably couldn't even define the word if you asked him that. But they were going to have this, and they pulled it back. Even Christy Campbell, she's the ex-press secretary to Jeb Bush during his presidential run there, as short-lived as it was. She said, "This is a colossally huge and unforced error by Clinton camp, insensitive and will piss off Floridians." I agree. That would really, really make me mad if I'm trying to hold the roof on my house and I got to watch these presidential ads showing me how much you care about me, right? But she didn't even go to Louisiana with the flooding. Wasn't even there. She was fundraising in California during all that, rubbing elbows with Justin Timberlake. Crazy. Jeb Bush, he put out a tweet. He said, "I encourage both presidential campaigns to be sensitive to all affected by Hurricane Matthew in the coming days." So this is the new and improved high energy Jeb, apparently. But he's right. He's right. It's not something to be politicized. Not at all. But they won't miss the chance. They won't miss the chance. This MSNBC reporter, Ron Allen, he was talking about this Paris climate deal that's now been signed and ratified by the UN with the European Union's approval now, along with ours and China's, which apparently is all you really need to ratify things with the UN. He says that this deal is going to be one of the most significant aspects of President Obama's legacy. It's going to be significant, this climate deal. I mean, I guess if stifling jobs you consider to be a significant aspect of your legacy, you're doing something wrong. If this is going to be your legacy, stifling coal jobs, stifling petroleum jobs, that's what this Paris climate treaty is going to do. And then he goes on to say in this report, talking to Kate Snow, he said on MSNBC, he says, "It's very interesting that this is happening a day when there's a hurricane bearing down on the United States and in the Caribbean, because these severe storms, beach erosion, intense weather episodes that we've had is perhaps the most practical sample of what the president was talking about as a threat that the planet faces. This is the whole climate agreement. It's designed to stop this stuff." Oh, so we cause hurricanes. Now I understand. Now I get it. So, okay, here's a question then, because I'm curious, and I guess curiosity killed the cat, but what are we going to do to stop the 500-year storm on Jupiter? Was that us? Did we cause that? I mean, how many coal companies should we shut down to stop that storm? It's terrible. It's 500 years it's been going on. I'm curious. Please tell me, because if we can stop that, I am very much looking forward to doing that. These people are stupid. That's the bottom line. Humans do not cause hurricanes. We can't do it, even if we wanted to do it. We can't do it. We've tried to disperse these hurricanes by dropping salt into the middle of them and everything. We can't do it. We can't control Mother Nature. And Democrats don't like that. They hate that. They hate the fact that our globe goes through these mass changes. I mean, we've been around 4.5 billion years, cooling periods, warming periods, mass extinctions. And Democrats, who've only been around for 200 years, they think they're going to change it all. But apparently, it's all our fault. Nah, not our fault. We'll tell you what Hillary Clinton thinks about this stuff when we come back. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging stimulating the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Kalanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resorts, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Ristorante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh baked hot homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday, it's our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter. Follow the show on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. We say some pretty quippy things. I'm surprised they haven't kicked this off yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure it's coming. Remember, 21% of all Democrats get their information from Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, that's true. That was a Rasmussen poll yesterday. 21%. That's a tough number to swallow, boy. That's a lot of people. All right, so we're talking about this guy, Ron Allen, who's an MSNBC reporter, and he says that this climate treaty that was recently ratified by the UN is going to be it's going to help preserve Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. A legacy. And this treaty is going to it's going to cut coal workers' jobs. It's going to cut the oil industry and their jobs. That's what it's going to do in this country. There is no doubt about that. Well, I guess he doesn't have anything else to really, you know, help him. There's no legacy here. His legacy can't be the economy. It can't be race relations. It can't be infrastructure. Our roads and bridges are falling apart. Falling apart. It can't be jobs. 94 million Americans out of work right now. 94 million. tremendously low labor participation. 1 in 5 families don't have a working member in the family. So I guess we have to look at a globalist agenda climate deal to be Barack Hussein Obama's legacy. It's not Obamacare. Even former President Bill Clinton said it's crazy. I mean, he says it's nuts. And if he says it's nuts, I'm inclined to listen. So, you know, but this is all kind of Republicans' fault. These hurricanes, all our fault. We caused them all by thinking that climate change is a hoax. Even Hillary Clinton, she did a rally in Tampa, Florida after that Hermine. That was a Category 1 hurricane that went on shore there around the Tampa area. And she says, last week's hurricane was another reminder of the devastation that extreme weather can cause. But this is not the last one that's going to hit Florida, given what's happening in the climate. When it comes to protecting our country against natural disasters and the threat of climate change, once again, Donald Trump is totally unfit and unqualified to be our president. So much in the way Tim Kaine was able to interject Donald Trump's tax returns into a debate about 9/11, she is somehow dragging Donald Trump into this hurricane and that he's going to cause more of them. And he can't defend us. Well, what should he do? Put a wall up around the Atlantic Ocean? What should he do to defend us against hurricanes? I'd love to hear the answer to this. And you know what? I think it's kind of crap that they think Donald Trump doesn't care about the environment. In fact, he probably knows more about the environment than Hillary Clinton and all of her people in her orbit do. And there's one reason why. You know why? He's a builder. He has to build things. You just can't go to a piece of property and say, you know what? I'm going to put a 100-story building right here. You can't do that. There's things called phase one and phase two, environmental testing. You have to be aware of the environment and plumes underground. You have to be very, very aware of this. You can't just go stink pilings 100 feet in the ground and say, here's where the building goes. So he's very, very keenly aware. And he knows when there is pollution underneath a spot, a site somewhere, you cannot put a building there. So I bet he's more aware of this than she is. But what do they think he's going to do? Put a wall around the Atlantic Ocean? How tall should that wall be? Maybe as tall as the wall around her house. 10 feet, which I think is out of code, by the way. Westchester has an 8-foot code for their fence heights, and hers is 10 feet. So, just by the way. Yeah, so the UN, they ratify this deal, this climate deal. It's going to take effect in 30 days. 30 days, and there are these covenants in it now that say you can't make any adjustments to this deal for 4 years. You must abide by this deal for 4 years. And they did this because they're terrified that Trump wins the election. And he's already said he's going to renegotiate this, and we're not going to have to be beholden to it anymore. And they got scared. So they had to rush and get this thing approved. Well, you know what? You know what? This is what we can do. We can just not follow it. And then you know what we can do when we get fined for not following it? We cannot pay the fines. It's very simple. Very, very simple. And if they start giving us, you know, stuff about it, then we just pull out of the UN altogether. The UN does nothing to help us. We're the ones in the UN that do all the contributions. Nobody helps us. We don't need it. They need us to be in it. You know, what Trump could do is he could put this treaty to the Senate floor and say it needs a vote. We can't sign treaties on a world stage without it being approved by our Congress. See, that makes a lot of sense. That's something that Barack Hussein Obama won't do. He will never do it because he's part of this globalist agenda along with Hillary Clinton. We could just say it's very reasonable. This has to go to our Congress first, and it will never pass. It will never get through the House, let alone the Senate. Never. Not in a million, million years. So, according to The Hill, in May, Patricia Espinoza, the UN's new climate chief, said it wouldn't be feasible for Trump to change the terms of the pact, and the possibility of a Trump presidency reverberated among international climate negotiators, with Obama's international climate envoy this spring saying he had to reassure other countries the U.S. could meet its commitments under the deal despite domestic politics. So what that's saying, let me paraphrase, what that's saying is it doesn't matter what we do here. It doesn't matter who we elect. It doesn't matter the freedoms, the liberties we have here. We're going to abide by globalist rule. That's what that says. Very cut and dry, very simple. yet another reason why Donald Trump, as imperfect as he may be, and I understand that. I understand there's a certain amount of, you know, imperfections that Donald Trump has, whether he's not a true conservative or he doesn't have a good vocabulary or whatever you see in him that you might not like. It's still better than being beholden to a one-world government globalist agenda, which the UN is, and which Obama is 120% for. Hillary, she's for it, too. She's for it, too. She's kind of like the person, she's kind of like the little person walking behind Obama. Remember that cartoon during the primaries where you had Ted Cruz and he was walking his daughters on that leash, and it got a lot of attention because his daughters were portrayed as monkeys. Remember that? Well, think of one of those monkeys now as Hillary Clinton, and the person walking them is Barack Obama. The same thing applies. You have Hillary and Bill being walked by Obama. All right, when we come back, I have some stats for you about just what presidents had to preside over the most amount of hurricanes. You know what? The numbers some of these liberals and progressives might not like. They might not like it. Plus, we'll talk about this, the State Department and the White House getting together on how to block you, the American citizen, from knowing about Hillary's emails. We have information there, so guys, hang in there. You don't want to miss it.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. See, we're able to extrapolate a lot of stories out of a hurricane. And we're not just talking about roofs blowing off and flooding. We can take a lot away from this. And it's all because Democrats, they just don't care about facts and figures. They just care about getting votes. That's all they care about. It's really pathetic, if you ask me. But so Hillary says in Tampa, she says, when it comes to protecting our country against natural disasters and the threat of climate change, once again, Donald Trump is totally unfit and unqualified, to which I say I think he's more qualified than she is. He's actually built things before. But Philip Klotzbach, he says, he's a researcher, he says global accumulated cyclone energy actually is down since 1985, before climate change was this buzzword being thrown around at the UN. It's actually down, cyclone energy down from then until now. And U.S. hurricane landfalls, according to Professor Pielke Jr., U.S. hurricane landfalls and their strengths are down by 20% since 1900. But I thought we just cared about the climate this year. So how come they've been down for the last 116 years? Interesting. If you look at the area between 1905 and 1935, there were more hurricane landfalls than between 86 and 2016. Just those two 30-year segments. So maybe we have nothing to do with it. Maybe we don't control it. Is that possible that we don't control Mother Nature? I know Democrats can't admit that. They lose sleep over not being in control. They have to be in control of everything. Everything. From how many gallons your toilet flushes to stopping hurricanes. They got to be in control. In fact, if we don't have an actual geological landfall of Hurricane Matthew, Tuesday will be 127 months since the last major hurricane made landfall on the continental U.S. And that's according to NOAA, all right? The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. That's a mouthful. All right. But as if that wasn't enough, because, you know, Democrats, again, don't like stats, don't like numbers. They like just spewing all these falsehoods. The most hurricanes ever presided over by a president, FDR. 11 major U.S. landfalling hurricanes during his term. Okay, three terms, I get it. So fine, we'll take that out. Let's go back to Grover Cleveland. All right, nine major hurricanes make landfall while he's a president, and guess what he is? Democrat, as is FDR. Okay, let's go to number three. Woodrow Wilson, another Democrat. Eight major landfalls in the U.S. Isn't that something? I guess it was all that darn pollution from the New Deal from FDR that caused all these hurricanes during his administration. Top three major hurricane impacts all during the presidencies of Democrats. But I thought Republicans were the problem. I thought they were the problem. All right. That's enough. That's enough of that. Let's talk about this stuff with the State Department and the White House and how they sort of, well, they communicated in the days following the discovery of Hillary Clinton's private server, and they did not want this making news, especially at the time when the Iranian nuclear deal, I mean, this brilliantly negotiated deal that sends $150 billion to the mullahs in Iran, and they get no restrictions. Well, I mean, they do get some, right? I mean, they get to pick who the inspectors are and get, what, 72 hours notice before they show up? Yeah, okay, anyway. So, but the email thing surfaces. New York Times breaks the story. Now, remember, New York Times was not in love with Hillary Clinton a couple of years ago. They thought maybe somebody else might, you know, come through during the primaries. So they'll break this story. Or they figured it would just go away. They figured it would go away in 2 years, and it hasn't. It hasn't. Or they thought it would just stop all the Benghazi talk. So there's three scenarios as to why they broke the story. Anyway, on March 10th of 2015, Hillary Rodham Clinton has the press conference at the UN, where she says, I had no private emails or classified emails on that server. She had no email relations with that intern, whatever. And then on March 12th of 2015, Palmieri, who now is part of her her inner circle on her campaign, she emails Jen Psaki from the State Department and says, can we get this done? They don't want John Kerry to be asked any questions about the emails when he's to appear on Face the Nation on March 15th, 3 days later. So, the next day, Jennifer Psaki emails Palmieri and says, good to go, killing CBS idea. So now, Face the Nation, we're to assume that the White House and State Department had contact with CBS to not ask any questions of John Kerry about these emails. John Kerry at the time being the Secretary of State, and this seems like a national security issue if you ask me. Now, on 3/15, March 15 of 2015, John Kerry is on Face the Nation and not asked a single question about this email situation with Hillary Clinton, the previous Secretary of State. So it was the State Department working with the White House, working with CBS, to not give you information you needed to know. Now it just so happens, that Benjamin Rhodes, who was President Obama's Deputy National Security Advisor for Strategic Communications, just so happens his brother, David Rhodes, well, he's the president of CBS. I'm sure there's no connection there. And, you know, CBS said that there was no agreement made with the State Department or the White House. They said, nah, we were never contacted by them. I guess these brothers don't talk, huh? Nothing. There is no collusion between the White House, the State Department, and mainstream media. Nothing to see here. Well, I don't buy that. Do you buy that? One more reason to wear your red on November 8th and find mainstream media, the White House, Hillary Clinton, guilty. Find her guilty on November 8th. All right, when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of new videos and quickly this debate coming up on Sunday. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, welcome back to this last segment of the week on this Rhino Report. If you like what you hear, check out all the old episodes on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. I thank you for joining us this weekend. All right, let's talk about this debate really quickly. Not much to say about it beforehand. We'll have a lot more to say about it afterwards. That much I can promise you. Donald Trump is hosting some town halls, and his main debate prep coach right now is Chris Christie, who hosted like 4,000 town halls in the month of February. So that's pretty good. Christie, of course, eviscerated Marco Rubio at that one in New Hampshire, that debate in New Hampshire. I think Christie should have been involved in debate prep much more heavy-handedly before the first one, but I'm glad he is involved now. Now, town halls are a little bit different. You have to kind of connect with the audience, right? You can't just yell and scream. You have to connect. You have to say, thank you, Jennifer, for the question. Let me tell you how I'm going to do this for you. That's what you have to say. Now, Hillary Clinton, she's supposedly prepping right now. She's sleeping. She's sleeping. And even Donald Trump says that. He's at a rally in New Hampshire on Thursday and says, yeah, she's not prepping. She's resting. Well, we all know that. We all know that. But this could be a very critical debate because Mike Pence, Governor Pence, did very, very well against Senator Tim Kaine. He may have actually moved the needle a little bit, which almost never happens from a VP debate. So I don't want to say be more like Pence, just, you know, be maybe a little less Trump. Less Trump, more Pence, I think, wins this thing. And just hanging in there really is a win for Donald Trump. Now, of course, Hillary's going to bring up, you call women pigs and fat and Miss Universe and Machado. Listen, Donald Trump has to answer like this. He has to say, listen, I've made some mistakes in my life. I have not been running for president for the entirety of my adult life like you have. I've said some things I might regret. But in the meantime, I was able to build a great business, employ lots of people, and these are things you were never able to do. In fact, you even called young black people super predators, did you not? So you have to take it, almost apologize for the stupid things you said over the last 45 years, and just say, I'm not a politician. That's not what I do. But I felt I had to do it now because of people like you. And if he can turn that argument and make that and turn it on its ear and put it back at her, he wins this thing. Put it back on her, make it about the issues, Donald Trump wins. Got to keep it simple. Got to stick to the issues. You got to bring up Benghazi. You got to bring up emails. And you got to bring up the Clinton Foundation. And Benghazi is especially important because she's going to get on him about the Khan family, about a Gold Star family. Well, sorry, Secretary Clinton, but didn't you call Gold Star families liars as well? That's what he has to do. So, liberals have this, they're trying to get questions ready. They have a webpage out there where they're going to submit these questions to the moderators, Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz, who are going to pick out some questions. And a lot of them are very, very liberal questions, but the more votes they get, the more chance they have of making it into the town hall. So, Not good. This is going to be Trump versus the moderators and Hillary. What he has to do is he has to make it Trump and the audience versus Hillary and the moderators. If he can make that, if he can draw that line in the sand to take the audience, put them on his side, and go at the moderators and at Hillary, he wins. He wins. All right, really quickly, I have two videos up on the website. You gotta look at these. Gotta look at them. One of them is it's from ICE. It's from a meeting that Trump had with ICE, where he asks them, why are we just letting these illegal aliens and criminals into the country? And the ICE director says, well, the ICE official says, because they vote. Inside information. They're letting them in past the border, not arresting them, letting them in so they can vote. The other video, very funny. This is outside of Today, the NBC Today show, and someone holds up a sign. It says, like, hey, I love Matt Lauer. But when they turn around, it says, Bill Clinton's a rapist. And they keep trying to get the camera off of it, but the guy keeps flipping the sign around. You got to watch those. RhinoReport.com. Guys, hope you had a lot of fun. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York.